This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Sutra House in Titiwangsa, across the road from the body of water that gives that part of town its name, has an outdoor performance space. When I got there to meet A. Pratap, a photographer from Chennai who is exhibiting his works at Sutra House, a small group of young dancers were rehearsing. Ramli Ibrahim, the founder and artistic director of Sutra Dance Theatre, informed me that these were children who had learned classical Indian dancing through Sutra Foundation's outreach program. It's no coincidence that A. Pratap's works are also of once disenfranchised children who are now in their own ways celebrated young actors in Kathaikuttu, a popular folk dance of Tamil Nadu that presents mythic stories. I talked to A. Pratap. Tell me a bit about yourself being a photojournalist in your full-time job.
I'm based in Chennai, south of India, and I work for the newspaper called The Times of India, and I work as a special photographer with The Times of India Chennai branch. Being a photojournalist is a bit different, and covering such events like theater performance needs a totally different frame of mind. And covering an art form like Kathaikuttu takes more time because it's all-night performance, and you need to spend more than 8 to 10 hours covering from the makeup till they finish the show.
I mean, when you go to an event to take a photograph, you are there as long as the event is going on. If you take photographs of a performance, you are there as long as the performance is going on, or you could just capture some images and just be satisfied with it. So obviously you go with a different set of expectations.
When we cover something for a newspaper, you have a thing called the deadline. So you have to finish the work in some time. When you are done with the right picture, then you decide, okay, my office would be happy with this picture. So you wind off from there and you go to your office to file in the pictures so that it appears in the next day edition. To document something is totally different. You stay as long as possible and you don't want to miss anything. When it comes to a newspaper work, it's totally different. Once you get your thing, you are done. But when it comes to your personal thing, you're documenting something takes more long time. And I had been documenting this for quite some time. I began documenting this in 2012, this art form in 2012, and still I'm continuing it.
So this exhibition is not just of photographs that you have taken over one performance one night. It is a work that has extended over several years.
Yes, exactly. I started documenting it from 2012. And it's now 2017 and I'm still continuing it. We had been planning to have this exhibition in Kuala Lumpur for quite some time, but I was occupied with a few other works. I think this is the right time, so we thought of fitting in Kathaikuttu and things worked in our favor, so it was easy to exhibit this time.
I assume since this has been over such a time, some of these children that you have photographed have grown up.
Yes, really. And I can easily see the difference from how they were that time and the pictures. They are totally different now compared to before.
In capturing these photographs, what is it you want to tell? What is the story behind these photographs?
I just want to make a point that no art is dying. And since this is an art from South India and people don't know much about it and they just say, oh, Kathaikuttu is a dying art form, but it's not. It's happening somewhere and you people don't notice it and you think that it's dead. If you don't see me for 4 or 5 days, that doesn't mean that I'm dead. I'm somewhere, but you didn't notice. That's your mistake.
But there is something special or something that makes this particular group that you have photographed special. I understand that they are what's described in the press release as disenfranchised children.
Yeah, they are mainly children from the weaker background whose parents are unable to educate them with proper education so that they can have a career. And this Gurukulam, which is run by P. Rajagopal and Hannah, they try to teach these children with regular education, and as well as they teach this art form. These children stay there in the Gurukulam. They just go to their houses during a long weekend or during the summer holidays. So they are here 24/7. They study their regular education as well as this art form, and they are establishing themselves with both forms.
When you say they are disenfranchised children, they come from lower socioeconomic group.
From financially weaker backgrounds.
But that doesn't make them straight away people who would be interested in becoming performers. Just as folks who go to a university don't all end up becoming engineers. They all choose to do what they want. Is there something about this education that these kids go through that somehow that they have become performers?
See, these children are from rural background, and their parents and these kids also know what is this art form, and they are much interested in education. They want to educate themselves to become something in the future. So when they get a chance, by learning this art form, I'm going to get education. They are interested in both now. So they try to perform both well in the education as well as this art form.
So when they entered the school, there was no requirement that they must become a performer. It's something that as part of the education they've been taught. So they just go with it.
No, this school is mainly for them to learn this art form. But they get an add-on of the regular education. So it's like double delight.
In taking photographs of these young people, you spent some 5 years with them so far. As you watch them perform and as you try to capture photographs, what goes through your mind? If you spend one night, if you spend one season with them, I can understand. But over 5 years, what do you hope to capture in year five that you didn't capture in year one?
See, each time there is a different performance. They have an annual festival, which sometimes happens per one night. Sometimes it happens for two nights with different theater groups coming in. But I mainly focus on these children. Every time I shoot, it's a different performance. For example, as I said, I had been documenting from 2012 to 17. I'm not documenting the whole year. One or two performances the year. There are repeated other performances also which I had documented happens. Sometimes I go in because I might get different shots when I am free. So based on my time too, because I work for the newspaper and which is my bread and butter, my office has given me some free time based on my interest to cover this art form. So I make use of that particular time when I am free and I document them.
How far are you from the school that you have very easy access? And what is it you have to do to get there to take these pictures?
As I said, I am based in Chennai. The school is 8 kilometers away from Kanchipuram. And Kanchipuram is 80 kilometers away from Chennai. I have to travel close to 90 kilometers to reach this place. Whenever there's a performance, they inform me in prior. And I try to make some time in the evening. So I start around 4 o'clock from my house. So then I travel by a cab. It takes at least 2 to 2.5 hours to reach that place. So quickly I finish my dinner around 8 o'clock, and then by the time these kids get ready doing their makeup, I start shooting pictures of they making up themselves without any help of others. Even if it's a small kid or a kid of some 10 years, 15 years, they do their makeup by themselves and they start performing. The performance starts around 9:30, 10 in the night. Goes up till 5, 6 in the morning. I have to be cautious and awake through the entire night, spending a day at my office, then going to... Because it's such a rare thing to document, and I just got an opportunity and I'm just making use of it.
In taking these pictures, do you get the children to pose or do you just move around and these are all candid shots?
No, they were not posing for any pictures. All pictures were shot live during the performances. That's what, if I need to take pictures post, I don't want to spend the entire night. I could have done it in a studio or something. And it's not easy also to make them pose to get the right thing. When they perform and you shoot, you get the life in the picture.
In composing these pictures, because you've done this over a long period of time, I assume you know the performance. Do you then go with some perspective that I've seen this performance and the last time I took the photograph from this angle, I think I'll go in this direction and I will capture something different. Is there that kind of mental preparation or do you just go with your gut?
Yeah, sometimes during the performance I would have taken a shot and after looking at them, I would have felt, oh, it must have been better if I had taken from other angle. So for just that one particular picture, I don't make a try other time. But still, as I said, if I have time, I just go. But I would have thought something else to shoot in my mind. But if after reaching that place, the entire situation would be different. And you might get a different picture, which might be better or worse. So it happens. So we can't really, as I said, I shoot it live from the performance, and we don't really expect this and get this. It's not like that. If it's post, we get it whatever we want. But as we shoot from live performances, it's just documenting what is happening. That's it.
What kind of temperament is required of somebody to take photographs of this kind of event where it's a performance? Taking pictures of still life, I guess, requires a different kind of a temperament.
See, when it comes to photography, it's like you have to be focused every time. It's not about folk theater, it's not about sports, it's not about news, whatever it is, you have to be ready and you have to capture that particular moment. If you miss it, you miss it, that's it. So there is no action replay in this. So even if it's a studio shoot or something, everything needs the proper frame of mind. If it's a studio thing, you plan up to shoot, okay, I want this angle, but that angle, and you'll be thinking, but sometimes you don't execute what you think. But mostly you try to, as it's a studio shot, you execute what you have in your mind. But when it comes to these kind of live performances, news value, riots, anything, you have to be cautious. When you are on the field, you document what you see, so there is no action replay.
I'm speaking with A. Pratap, a photographer who has been documenting for a little over 5 years the young actors of Kattaikuttu Gurukulam, run by P. Rajagopal, the director and author of several plays. A. Pratap has been telling us how sometimes he pulls all-nighters when the young performers enact works which last 8 hours. Coming up, A. Pratap describes himself as a photographer and reveals his favorite in this series, Myriad Faces. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Late last week, I went over to Sutra House to speak with A. Pratap, a photojournalist with the Times of India, who on his off hours documents performances. Currently, he has an exhibition of colour photographs taken of young actors of Kattaikuttu Gurukulam as they prepare, put on their makeup and perform the traditional folk theatre of Tamil Nadu. How would you describe yourself as a photographer? What kind of photographer are you, beyond to say, okay, photojournalist, or I take pictures of performances? If you were somebody curating your own photographs and writing about yourself, what would you say?
Because there is a lot more to achieve, and I'm just a beginner, I could say. See, even after spending 15 years behind the camera, and every day you learn something, and I still have so many things to document in future, and I'm planning for some, and there's one thing in particular, but I'll share it later or sometime, because I had been trying to do it for quite a long time, but for some reason it's getting delayed and I don't know when that will happen. And as of now, that is a dream project of mine. I hope, I was supposed to shoot this week, but unfortunately it got delayed and something else happened and I was not able to get the opportunity this time. I hope this happens sometime this year or next. And I had been with the Sutra Foundation for quite some time, and I had traveled to the US and many other places with Dato Ramli Ibrahim, and I had been given all freedom to document them. And I had learned a lot by traveling with them, and that gives me more ideas and exposure. And I had been exhibiting here since 2013 in Kuala Lumpur. And every time I exhibit, there's a different set of audience. There's a regular group of audience who like my work, who support me. And without their support, it's not possible.
Are you more of a portraiture kind of a photographer?
It's not about just taking pictures of people. Any matter of subject interest, I am ready to shoot. And I don't have specifics. But I love arts and things like that. Being a photojournalist, a lot of running around between the crime scenes and the politicians. Covering arts is a bit relaxing. But still, it's not as easier as many things. But still, you need patience in that too. But it's not so risky like covering a riot or something.
Taking pictures of performances, is it in its own way more demanding as opposed to taking pictures of politicians?
See, taking pictures of performance is what to say. As I said, you need patience in both. Covering politicians because they take a long time to arrive to the spot because they would have told you 10 o'clock, but some might come even before and leave. If you are late, they had gone. And if you are early, they might take late. But performances is on time. Due to some technical problem, it might get delayed for 5-10 minutes time, but not more than that. But I enjoy both. My profession and passion, everything is photography. So I enjoy everything.
How many photographs do you have in this exhibition?
Out of all the bank I have, I had exhibited only 16.
How many have you got in store?
I have not counted it, and that might be the biggest task than shortlisting the images. Counting how many I have would be the more tougher.
Do you have favorites?
From this exhibition? Yes, I do. I like the Arjuna picture in this, and there are a few others. Everything is my favorite, but in particular, I like the Arjuna. That Arjuna is my favorite. Why? Because it's performed by a girl. Her name is Srimati. She performs the character of Arjuna, who is a male. It's during a children's play called Vilayat and Vilayu. It's called the War Games. It's again directed by Rajagopal, who is the founder of this Kattaikutu Gurukulam. Kattaikutu is all about male performers who perform female characters.
For the most part, a lot of traditional dances are done that way. Chinese opera, in the early days of Shakespeare, men would play women. But in this case, you have women.
Yeah, that's what I said. This Kattaikutu Gurukulam is the place where they made girls to perform the male character. It has not happened anywhere else. So that's the difference. Even a girl gets the chance to perform the male, and the male gets the chance to perform female characters. So in that way, that was also a bit more interesting for me, because Kattaikutu was purely a theatre form which was performed by males. But now there is an option for women to learn this art form and perform. You either perform the women role or the men role, anything you want to. It's up to you. There are many other favourites of mine. And shortlisting out of so much, narrowing it to 16 and displaying it was the biggest task. And every time, whenever it comes to an exhibition, it happens because any subject matter you take, you have a lot of pictures, but there is a limitation, so you have to exhibit this much of images. So it's always a bit tough to do that.
Thank you very much.
I would like to thank His Excellency Mr. Thirumurthy, the High Commissioner of India to Malaysia, and ICC Director Mr. INR, and Dato Ramli Ibrahim, Chairman Sutra Foundation and Trustees of Sutra Foundation. Myriad Faces exhibition would have not been possible without the collaboration of the Indian High Commission and Sutra Foundation. And this sets a very good example of India-Malaysia bilateral cultural relationship.
The exhibition Myriad Faces, colorful and celebratory portraitures of young actors of Kattaikutu Gurukulam. The works are hanging on the studio walls of Sutra House in Titiwangsa. The exhibition will continue till July 7th. And this weekend, in conjunction with the exhibition, are dance performances on Saturday and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. and entrance is by a donation of 30 ringgit. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.